Coming in on 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews.
Yeah!
I like being chock full of shit.
That's about it!
Was that recorded?
It's not an episode if you didn't make something up.
And the average for the beer that everybody loves is really high.
I like getting shit on.
There we go.
Yeah.
Woo!
Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews. I'm your host, Knox, and with me today is Big Earn.
Damn right I'm here.
And Chris.
Happy birthday!
And special co-host for the day, special guest, Sam Corr from Drum Conrath Brewery in Fargo.
Hey, Hi. Sam.
How's it going?
Hi. So, yeah, today is Ernie's episode. You got your birthday coming up.
Well, it's about goddamn time.
You're going to be 50 this fucking year.
That I should have my own episode.
Yeah.
You're not sure how to act because I've never been this old before, so.
I know, but you'll never be younger than you are right now.
That's true.
So this is your first episode assignment. What did you decide to do today, Big Earn?
Since going back to episode one, the basics, my favorite beer of all times at that time was Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
Y'all.
You know, unfortunately, it is a seasonal beer, so didn't have any available, so I brought the Boston Lager. So... So today, in kind of that line of thought, we're going to do some Sam Adams samples.
Sam Adams pack, beers.
Six pack.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And thanks,
there it is.
And Chris just happened to have sample packs.
Yeah, I had literally just bought when we were talking about it. I had to buy more because we had some people over and we crushed them all, so.
Well, good thing they're readily available. So yeah, it's almost my birthday. So
everybody's on the 15th.
Yeah.
And we're recording this on the 8th.
Right. So it'll be real close.
So tell us
everybody keeps asking me, is like, what do you want to do? Like my daughters are asking and what they're wondering what you want to do. I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, it's like, yeah, I have a lot of people over, have a bonfire and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, that sounds like a lot of work for me.
Have you looked into knee surgery? I hear that's fun.
Yeah, it's coming up sometime. I just actually had knee injections in my knees this last week.
Oh, well, then I'm sorry. I don't want to bring up a sore subject.
How was that?
They feel wonderful now. Yep.
But really bad when they're doing it.
Well, it you feel a poke for a moment, but then... Yeah, it's not so bad.
Did they drain them too?
No. Oh. So there's not that much fluid in them. Just no cartilage, so it's bone on bone. I have bad knees.
Yeah, football will do that to you.
All those years, and you know, I'm not small. So that's a lot of impact. That's why I don't run.
There you go.
One of the many reasons why I don't run. Bad on your knees.
I don't run for health benefits. That's pretty awesome.
So, well, what's everybody else been up to?
I haven't been doing shit. Just working, winding down our build season at work. So, going to be back down to 40-hour weeks and 3-day weekends, which I'm happy about. Sad about the money not being there, but I can put up with it.
Just gives you time to find sponsors for the podcast.
There we go.
Yeah, what the hell?
We're going out networking. You mean getting drunk? Networking.
Email us at info@brewsboozreviews.com.
So, Sam Adams today.
Sam Adams, yes.
I have a couple things about Sam Adams. Sam Adams is the flagship brand of the Boston Beer Company. The brand name was chosen in honor of founding father Samuel Adams. Adams inherited his father's brewery on King Street, modern-day State Street. Some historians say that he was a brewer, while others described him as a maltster.
A maltster?
Maltster.
Maltster.
Malting is a process of steeping.
Wasn't Al Capone a maltster?
Thanks. What? Was mine.
Dude, if Ernie's reading this part, I got to do the dad jokes.
All right. I'll give you that. I was going to do one of these, but I'll leave it alone for now. Keep going, bigger.
Maltster. So malting is a process of steeping, germinating, and drying grain to convert it into malt. The malt is mainly used for brewing or whiskey making. but can also be used to make malt vinegar or malt extract.
Malt vinegar is fantastic.
So they're saying that Founding Father Samuel Adams was one of those guys. Sam Adams Brewery is located in Boston, Massachusetts. The beer is brewed by the Boston Beer Company, which was founded by Jim Cook, Cambridge. He started a microbrewery out of his home. Sounds like a story we've heard. Koch comes from a long line of Cincinnati brewers.
How long is that line?
17 people.
Nice.
Yep. Sam Adams
That's
beer.
That's deep research.
17. The beer was started using recipe now known as the Samuel Adams Boston Lager, which is the flagship product of the Boston Beer Company, using Cook's great-great-grandfather's recipe. It's been around for a while.
He's your age.
Just, yeah.
Fuck you. Bazinga. Hold on a second. There it is.
Yeah. You know, they have year-round offerings, but Samuel Adams also has limited release varieties for each season, which we will have a few of those. Of course, the Oktoberfest is my favorite, which usually comes out in, actually not in October, just
like August.
August, yep.
You gotta get a head start.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, to flip it. Yeah. Gotta be prepared. Beginning with the 2018 season, Samuel Adams actually became the official beer of the Boston Red Sox, replacing Budweiser.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Boston Brewery opened in 89, which is the same year I graduated high school, and is where every beer was first made, aside from the Boston Lager. There are two other breweries in Cincinnati, Ohio, Pennsylvania. Only the Boston Brewery is open to for public and for tours and tasting. So why did Samuel Adams receive this honor and not, say, somebody else like Ethan Allen, other than, you know, furniture store? It's partly because Sam is such a Boston icon, and partly because he was a trailblazer, but also because he was a brewer or a maltster who learned the ropes from his dad, just like founder Jim Cook. I always want to say Koch, but it's pronounced Cook. C-0-0-0-K.
Zero-zero?
K-0-0-K-H.
K-C-H. Apostrophe.
I'd fact check this.
So,
K-O-C-H.
So, Mr. Jim actually has an undergrad degree in government, an MBA, and a Juris Doctor, all from Harvard.
Means he's a lawyer.
Yeah. So, thankfully, fate pushed him into brewing before he went for his PhD in Russian Lit.
Ew.
That'd be awful. And it's always been said that he tastes every sample batch of Sam Adams beers to this day.
There's something that he takes every day.
Money?
No, yeast. Well, that too. Yeah, it's like not brewer's yeast, like regular baking yeast.
Yeah,
he drinks some kind of concoction with that, and it's supposed to neutralize, right?
So you don't become intoxicated.
So you can drink all day and not get drunk.
Well, it delays everything, right? Yeah. So he gets drunk, but it's not usually in front of people. He'll drink with them, and like he. I read something about, like, he'll take, like, a teaspoon per however many ounces he's going to drink that day or whatever, and it delays the effects of it, so he can keep his composure and then disappear into the night and then go throw up at home.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, so, Jim, if you're listening, cool. We'd like to sample some more of your stuff.
All right, well, let's dig into these. We want to do the lagers first, right? The two lagers, the Alpine Lager and...
We have the Lawn Chair Lager.
Lawn Chair Lager, yeah. So let's do the Lawn Chair Lager first.
You have to roll lagers?
Nope.
I do anyways.
All right, so they're Lawn Chair Lager. For those lazy summer days, this refreshing lager features Huel Melon hops from Bavaria with hints of honeydew and strawberry. 4.5% ABV, 14 IBUs.
Let me guess. It's probably not going to have much of an aroma because it's a lager.
It might.
It's going to be crisp.
It is.
I'm just guessing.
How much they hopped it.
Smells Pilsner-ish.
Yep. Got that really good malty flavors on it. Sweet malt.
Sweet malt.
All right. Get the carbonation going. Yeah. Just your normal... Pilsner lager type of flavors on the smells. I mean,
I'd almost call that a Pilsner.
Well, it is crystal clear.
What's the ABV on this?
4.5.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Totally crushable.
Yeah. 14. Yeah, I could have a few of these.
Because I don't want my lagers to taste like things.
Yeah. It's crisp. It's got some citrus in there a little bit.
I like that
a little
a lot.
More, you know, less malty. I think a little more hop, a little hop forward on it.
It's got a nice grainy sweetness.
Right. And then, yeah, you know, a little light tanginess from the hops. You know, it's not introducing any bitterness, really.
No.
Just a nice little pop, you know. It slaps your tongue real quick.
I could totally slam a few of these down, tubing down a river.
Yeah, this is a good party sessionable beer, man.
Yeah, I like it. What was the cost in this this variety pack? There's 12 of them, right?
Anywhere from $16.99 on sale for probably $14.99 a 12 pack.
Usually. We make so much money on this podcast. I just grab stuff and fucking throw my card and I'll be back later to pick it up.
Where the hell is all that money?
You just throw them dollar. Just be like, throw like a $100 bill at them and be like, keep it.
Yeah. I'll walk around bawling.
So basically, the difference between a Pilsner and a lager is just Pilsner's made with Pilsner malt.
Ah.
It's the whole thing, like all moths are butterflies, but not all butterflies are moths or
right.
Something like that.
It's a square rectangle thing.
Yeah. All squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are, but rectangles are not necessarily squares.
Correct. So look at us breaking it down.
All Pilsners are lagers. Yep. Not all lagers are Pilsners.
Deep Thoughts by Bruce Booze and Review.
Now, this does have kind of like a citrusy back kick.
That's the whole melon hops.
Yeah. And that's what I really like that style of hops. Yeah,
got that citrusy note to it.
Yeah, that's right. Good, crisp beer.
All right, we're rating from 0 to 6. I'll start this out. I'm going to rate this one a 5.25.
5.25, you say?
Yes, sir, Bigger.
Yeah, I'm going to give